Aleph by the two dots. B'chachomim oimrim kol echad ve'echad rishus b'fnei atzmai. We had a three-way machloikis. The shittas achachomim is that kol gagay sa'ir, so each gag, just like there are different diyorim lamato, so it's different rishuyes lamato, is lamaylo, it is also considered different rishuyes, is kol echad ve'echad rishus b'fnei atzmai. Itma, Rav Omar, ein metautlen boy elo bedaladamis. Since each gag is considered a separate rishus, so they're only permitted to be metautl in each gag till daladamis. Let us say Rashi. Rav Omar, ein metautlen le rabbonon begag hasomuch lechaveiroi. For see picture one again in page 191. We see there are gages one next to the other. So the gag that is next to the other gag is only permitted to be metaltal in his gag, elo bedaladamis. Why? The kiven de la rabbonon kol echad rishus la'atzmoi. Each one is considered a different rishus. Vehein prutzim zeloze. And each gag is poritz b'miluoi to a rishus ha'osoloi. Is oisrin zeloze. The Habla Rishus Perutzo Bimilua Lemokim Ha'osalo. So therefore, so each gag is only permitted to be metalto till Daladamas. Ushmuel Omar Muta Letalto Bekuloi. Zakrashi. Muta Letalto Bekuloi. Shemechitzais Hamavdilois Lemato. The Mechitzais, each one is a different bias. So the mechitzes, which are mavdil milamato bein hadiyoyrim, between the diyom, there are different houses, amrinen bohu, good, we say good, askino lamailo, we theoretically lift up the mechitzes, which are mavdil bein hadiyoyrim lamato, viyafridu beinayim, so memela between each gag, will say good asik mechitze, and memela the houses, the gagis, are separated. Look, the Gemara says, what is the machlokes? B'mechitzes hanikoreis, if there are mechitzes hanikoreis, what is the taich mechitzes hanikoreis? Look, Rashi, she'ein habatin mechuborim, the houses are not attached together, v'yesh aver b'neim, there is some space between each bayis, umechitzis habatim nirin loimdim alagak shemistaklim tachas vagleim. Let us see picture 5 on 192. That means if there is a space in between, so it is possible to stand on top of the gag and look down and you see the mechitze coming up from the ground. So that's called mechitzis hanikor. So b'mechitzes hanikoris to kulam aloi pligi, so it's good. So memeila yozicha say good asik, ki pligi b'mechitza isha eino nikoris. That mamish, one house is flush to the other house, that is picture 6. So memeila, when you stand on the roof, it is impossible to see the mechitza that you want to say good asik. So that is the machlokes. Ki pligi b'mechitzoi she'einon nikoris. It is not nikir to the person who was oimed l'maylo. It is not nikir. Is rav omar ein metaltel b'yela b'dala damis. So you could only be metaltel on the gag dala damis loy omar good asik mechitzte. Because you don't say good asik by mechitzoi she'einon nikoris. Shmuel omar muta letaltel b'kuloim. The Omar good asik mechitzte. And he holds you'll have to be metaltal in the whole gag, because I feel by mechitzte she'inim nikoris, you also say good asik mechitzte. Sutrashi. Kul alma loy pligi damrine buhu good asik. The domu lo omud bushu sarab. Because this is similar to an omud bushu sarab, daverishu sayochid why mishum good asik. Meshoich v'halay. That's Rashi's teaching good and asik. You schlep the mechitze, which is makif the amud, and you schlep it up. Ki pligi b'sha'ein ha-mechitzeis nikoroish, sha'gagim mechuborim yacha. The gagim are attached, u'mechasin ha-mechitzeis shebein adiyoirim. And the gag is mechasa the mechitze. So standing on the gag, it is not nikar the mechitze. So here, Rav Hoz, I'm reading God Asik, Bechi Aigav. Let us see Taisus. Rav Omar, Ein Metaltlum Boy, Elo Bedalet. Frag Taisus, Afal Gav, the Rav, Afal Gav, the Rav Shmuel, Poski, Lekamon, Kerab Shimon. They paskin like Rab Shimon. So according to Rab Shimon, this machlokes does not make sense. Because according to Rab Shimon, all the gages are a reshus achas. So Mamela was gave me one of the sporets b'milui. It's sporets b'milui l'reshus hamoteres loy. And for Taisus, hocha alibe de rabbonon pligi. Here the machlokes is according to the rabbonon, v'loy sovrilu. They don't know like the rabbonon, but kaponim, it's alom de shemachlokes, which is Negeya, the Shitas Harabon. Inami Zoktoisves Pluktaye Nafkemi no Nami L'Rabshim. There'll be a Nafkemi Nafil according to Rabshim. According to Rabshim, it's Poretz B'Miluoy L'Rshus HaMateres Loi. Zoktoisves, but L'Kelim Sheshovsu B'Bayis. But Afilu according to Rabshim, we hear in the Mishnah, that achad gages vechakatzeres all considered one rishus lekelim sheshavshu lesoichon lelekelim sheshavshu besoich habayis. So legabi the kelim sheshavshu besoich habayis. So the next gag is also. I'm not allowed to take out kelim sheshavshu bebayis to the next gag. I feel according to Rav Shimon. So memele legabi kelim sheshavshu. So now the shaila is. If I took out a keli for that was shavis bebasi, I brought it up to my gag. Am I permitted to be metaltal this keli on my gag more than daladamis? Because legabi the tiltal of this keli, it is poritz bemelui lemokim osoloi. Because legabi this keli, I'm not permitted to take it to the next gag. So memele, so it's negeafil according to Rav Shimon. Va'af al gav de gabi kelim sheshovsu besoichoi haven nifratz b'milui lemokim amutoloi. Legabi the kelim sheshovsu besoich, it's called poritz b'milui lemokim amutoloi. That's true. Aber mikol mokim choshiv shaper nifratz b'milui lemokim ha'oso lekelim sheshovsu besoich habayis. That means you are done each keli bazunder. Legabi the kelim sheshavsu babayis, it is considered poritz b'milui lemokim osoloi, because I am not permitted to take this keli to yenegag. And even though obligus of a melus will be also to be metaltal, if you don't say good asik, will also be to metaltal this keli on the gag. Even though legabi the kelim sheshavsu begag, it is poritz b'milui ledova hamutoloi. L'mokim amutalei. Ke'ein shepirashti b'reish mi sheitziyua. The nifratz b'milui l'mokim ha'osar l'taltol migavoi l'varoi mibaroi l'gavoi ave mokim amutalei. Taisves daf membeis Ahmed Beis said the same type of svara. There we are speaking about that we have a Misha Shovas Bebikir. And later in Shabbos Goyim Kain, there were Makif the whole Bikir. Now in this Bikir, this Bikir is much larger than his Trum. So in this Bikir, he has his Trum. He's allowed to carry because in Shabbos, there were makif mechitzes, so a mechitza fila nasa be'isa is also mata betulto, because nasa ide goy. So, till his tchum, he's icha allowed to carry. Now, from his tchum and further, So the Gemara brings a mandiyama that holds as follows. Even though one is permitted to be zoyrik chutz letchumoy, but Chazal asa to be zoyrik chutz letchumoy, a gzeire, he might go out chutz letchum. Masha enkein, to if something is outside of the tchum, and to pull it into the tchum, that is permissible. So his mokim, his tchum, is poretz b'miluyoy to a mokim that is chutz letchum. Now the mokim that is chutz letchumoy, the tiltul to pull is muta, because I'm not afraid he'll walk out. To push, to throw away, to push is also, because since he's going, he's throwing the chayfets in the direction of going away from the tchum, we're afraid he might go along with the chayfets. So in his tchum gufe, we also have this anhoge. Tiltul of pulling is mutter in his tchum, because lagabi pulling, it's poretz b'miluye l'mokim ha-mutterloi. Tiltul of pushing is also, because lagabi that, it's poretz b'miluye l'mokim ha-osoloi. So that is what Taisvah says. The nifrat b'miluye l'mokim ha-oso l'taltul migavoy l'varoi. He's not, in that mokim, he's not allowed to be metaltul going away from the tchum. U'mibaroi l'gavoy ave mokim ha-mutterloi. So Memela, so it says the same thing in the tchum, he has the hetere tiltul, which he has chutz letchum, and the isure tiltul, which he has also chutz letchum. So we see poretz b'miluoy b'mokim ha'osoloi is relative. Legabi one shimush it could be called osa, legabi one shimush it could be called muta. So therefore Taisva says the same thing. I feel according to Rab Shimon, the Gabi Kalim Sheshovsu Babayis, it is considered Poretz Bemilui Lamokim Osoloi. Gabi Kalim Sheshovsu Begag, it is considered Poretz Bemilui Lamokim Amutoloi. Inami. Another Nafkemine, Tais is asking, according to Rab Shimon, that Rab Shimon holds that all the Gagais are one Rishus. So Lamai Nafkemine, if you say good Asik, if you don't say good Asik. So Taisva says, "Kshagagim yachad yiseirim mi beis sosoi." The ilo yom a good asik also kidamrin lekamo. So we have an area yaisim mi beis sosai, which is not mukif ledir it seems, but if you'll say good asik on each gag, so memele it's poches mi beis sosai. B'mechitzois she'enon nikoris. So what is the case that the mechitzes are not nikar? Shehabotim mechuborim. The houses are attached, like we have in picture 6. Ve'ein mechitzes habatim nikoris. Kedeperish bekuntres. Ve'nire, so that is one way of having mechitzes she'enom nikoris. Ve'nire. So Bemis in that situation, it's not Nikar Milamailo, it's not Nikar Milamata, it's not Nikar, you can't see the Mechitzas. Venire, so now Taisvis wants to say a Chiddush. The Huadin, im Hagag boilet chutz le Mechitzas Habayis. Let us look at picture 8. In picture 8, or picture 7, it's also good, the same thing in picture 7, that b'emesin milamato, it is nikoris, you can see the mechitzes. Milamailo, you cannot see the mechitzes. What is that also considered mechitza she'enam nikoris? Zektaisis v'nire, the huadin imagag boilet chutz lemechitzes habayis, and lemailo, it is, you cannot see the mechitzes habayis, the choshiv nami mechitza she'enam nikoris. It's also considered mechitzay she'enon nikoris. The memele, so therefore, on top of the gag, vital be poretz b'milui. V'aymeri, the gagging shelonu she'biltim rosheyem l'rshus harab. Va'avidi ki arzila l'peirish rashi, the meforish ki arzila b'shipua ki gagging shelon. So this is picture 8. This is Gagin Shalom. You have people that walk underneath the Gag. And so now the shaila of Tosfos is, what halacha does the Gag have? Zuktach Tosfos hazay. So the Gag has a halacha of a kamalus. Havi kamalus. The loy, so now Tosfos makes a cheshbon. The loy minkere mechitzte, you can't, when you're standing on the Gag, it is not nikir the mechitzte. The lekelameim good asik. She can't say good asik. That's the Aleph. The Aleph is, that would be the theoretical good asik, but you can't say good asik. According to Ra. Upitikre nami loyem rinen, to say pitikre, given Davidi kiyos arziloi. If you'd say pitikre, it would seem from Tosfos, maybe then you'd go lamata, then perhaps you'd go lamailo again. And that would be makif. That would be makif the gag. Kiyar zila. Since it's kiyar zila, you can't say pitikre. The good achis nami loyem rina, let us say good achis. So lechayre taisis vaistois, that there would be a svore to say good achis. Without pitikre, let us say good achis. So Tosfos says, "V'gudachis nami lemrina l'rabbonon d'Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda gabi traskel mishum b'kiyus k'dir." You can't say "gudachis" because the people the g'dim that are bekeya underneath the mechitza. Achsam b'vafilu would be better. Vafilu Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda lo yama ella b'traskel d'ahodron mechitza, that the mechitzas are surrounding your mechitzas going down. So even though this Pekiyas G'diyim is Afal Pika, but he don't even have Hodron Mechitzte. G'doma v'peirik b'kel ma'al v'hoyel v'chein. So Tosfos, we do not have any Mechitzes, which are makif the Gag. So Tosfos says, v'hoyel v'chein, kol ha-Gag also. So the whole Gag is also. Why is the whole Gag also? Ki chol ha-Gag nifratz b'miluoi le-kamalis. La-oisa blita ha-beiletes lo-shusarab. So now Tosfos all of a sudden says, it's an interesting thing. Now, where the base is, this area of the base, that is from where to the mechitza. So here you have an area which is not mukif mechitzes. You can't say pitikre. You can't say gorasik. There's no gorasik of yesai besai. You can't say gorachis. So memele, this area is a kamalis. Doesn't have mechitzes. Stamets dalet for him. And it doesn't have mechitzes. So memele, this is a kamalis. Therefore, Tosfos says, so the rest of the Gag, is poritz b'miluyoi to this area, so the rest of the Gag also has a din of a kamalas. That is what Tosfos says. So the Marsha asks Akasha, why does Tosfos have to come now with a dreidel to say that the rest of the Gag is also because it's poritz b'miluyoi to this, the rest of the Gag is the same yachsen as this chalik. You don't have good asik, we don't have anything. Let us see the Marsha in the main. Look to Marsha. The Marsha says the third Marsha on that Peites and Medalot. Osa kol ha-hoyel v'chein, kol ha-gag osa, ki chol ha-gag nifrat b'meilui le-kalmelis. Ad kan l'shein. V'yesh le-dagdik, loma itztriche le-meime, de chol ha-gag osa mishim de nifrat b'meilui lo yisablite. The Mahai time at the Blita also. Why is the Blita also? Mishim the last lay mechitz. It doesn't have mechitz. It's lahavarishus hayochid. My time in Nami kol ha-gag nami lahavarishus hayochid. The libe the rav kamin in hoche. The boy in mechitz is nikoris. V'yesh li yashiv. The vadai blita habayletes lushus harabim. Ugdi imboi kimboi nasa kamalis. Because there, it's, you can't say good aches. Avul kol shah hagak, sha'imed ad kineged amachitis, ainay nasa kamalis. Given the efshel, sham lugdi imboi kimboi. Vahava rishus ayochit. Ab she'ein ha-mechitzes nikoritz. He loved the nifritz b'milui lo'isa b'lite. So exactly what the Marsha says, I don't know. Abul kol shah ha-gag she'oimid ad kineged ha-mechitzes ainay nasa kamalis. There's no bekiyas k'dim. But where's the amechitza? I don't understand where you have a mechitza to lechayre. It would seem he says good aches. And he seems to be saying the good aches does not help b'mkaymoi because there is gdiim. But when you come up to the koysel abayis, there's no gdiim anymore. Then you will say good aches. I don't know, I don't understand where you're saying good aches from. I don't know what you're saying good aches, how you're saying good aches. But the Marsha says, I will call Sharagak, Sha'oimed at Kenegdim Chitze Nasa Kamalis. Kivin the Evsha Shom Ligdim, the Boykin Boy. Bahavi Rishus Ayochit. Avsha Eina Mechitzes Nikoris. I mean, even though the Mechitzes Milamata not Nikor, and you can't say good aches, but you'll say good aches. Exactly how you'll say good aches, la de nifes bemelula, you say blite, vikala hoven. Al kaponim, that is what the Marsha says. Marsha says that mokim, since there's no bekiyas gdiim, you can say hastes, gabi that mokim, Either the mechitza shebachutz is makif that mokim, because there the gdiim can't go in, so lagabi that mokim, and further, it's called mukif mechitzes. Perhaps that's what the Marsha means. Al kaponim, so therefore Taisvus had to come on to a cheshbin, but al kaponim milamaylo tzporetz bemelui lemokim ha'osalom. Now Taisvus is going back now to this nekude that the area of the gag that's boilet is a kamalus. How does this become a kamalus? It's leisholte beirabim, shrei gevoya yud. It's gevoya yud, so you don't have a mokim hehiloch. So how does it become a kamalus? Nas a kamalus. We do not find a mokim ptur that should have a reichiv dalet. He was speaking about an area that's a mokim that is dalet al dalet. It is not a reshus ayochit. It is not a reshus aram. So a mokim ptur can't be Taisvus holds because a mokim ptur, the whole yichus of a mokim ptur, it's not a mokim. This is a mokim. This is dalet al dalet. So a koch has to be a kamel. The tachtais was, I'll bring you a raya, that even though loisholti bo rabim is not an ikuv in the Shem Kamalis. The habayish she'ein teicha yud, the kiruyay mashlima liyud. That is picture 9. We have here a bayis, that from the kakois habayis till the gag is 9 tvochim. The kiruy milamayla is yud tvochim. Is Aval Gavdlei Sholte Beirabim Shrei Sosamu Mikol Tzad Aval Pike and the Gemara says Hey Metalte Bei Elba Arba Amis Havateich Kima Shlimi Yud Havateich Hei Kamus Hei Metalte Bei Elba Arba Amis Aval Gavdlei Sholte Beirabim Shrei Sosamu Mikol Tzad. So you see that you don't need Sholte Beirabim in order to make it a Kamus. Not a Rishus HaYochid, not a Rishus HaRab, not a Mokim Tur, it becomes a Kamus. The Gemara says, the first Perik of Shabbos, they in Kamalas, Lamaila Meyut. that a kalmus is not lamayla miyutz. How could I say this is a kalmus? So Taisa says that's speaking about another case. Hainu shemikoyach karka hakalmalis. If you have a kalmalis, and now you have avir, so the avir kalmalis is still you. Lamayla of the avir lamayla miyutz. It doesn't have a din of avir kalmalis. That means beetzim. The whole mokim only as a din kalmelis mitzad the karke. So if it's lamaila miyut from the karke, so memela it doesn't have a din of avir kalmelis, it's a din of avir mokim too. Heinish mikoyach karka kalmelis ein nasa avir kalmelis lamaila miyut. Kidiyom ahosam dakila bei rabbonon. The rabbonon wa mekul mikulei rishus harab. That a kalmelis is the kulis of a rishus harab. Sha'avir lemaila miyud mokim ptu. Ugzustere. Now let us go back to Ugzustere that Tosfos had said before. We had in the previous Perek that by Ugzustere it's only also without a tikkun, it's only also the lemalais, but you're allowed to be metalta on top of the Ugzustere. Aye, Ugzustere also doesn't have mechitzes. Ugzustere lehavi kalmus el leshus hayochit. Einemishim, the good aches. There you take say good aches. The biki is dogim, lehavi biki, ki de pirashti leil. There you could say good aches, according to everyone, because there's no gdim, there's only dogim in the water. So memela, there you can say good aches. Oi, or we said another teretz before, bepasuach loshus ayochi, that there could be it speaking about that the Gzuster is Pasuach Lashus Hayochi. You go out on the balcony from a window, from a, so, or a Pesach, so it's Pasuach Lashus Hayochi. So Memele, Tahave Ki Churei Rishus Hayochi. So then the Gzuster is Aloch of Churei Rishus Hayochi. And the same Aloch is Vechein Ziz Hayoitze L'Rishus Harabim. Rochev Dalit, if you'll have a ziz, that's Yoitz Rishus Harabim, the Aver Rishus Hayochid, Hainu, Somach L'Chaloyim Teich Yud. Also, there is a loch of Rishus Hayochid, the ziz, is because it's Somach L'Chaloyim Teich Yud, the Chaloyim. Davi Kichur Ei Rishus Hayochid. Umanoel, the Choshev Lei Ba'amoytzi Tvilin Rishus Hayochid. Let us look at picture 10. Picture 10, we have here a manel, and it seems this manel is lamayla miyut. We only have a mechitza yud over here, and it seems on top of the manel is a din of a rishus hayochid. Zuktach toisves, umanel de choshev le bamoitzi tvilin rishus hayochid, hainu mishum de leke bekiyas gdim. She iskaifa govoya shloisha. The iskaifa underneath the manel is 3 tvachim. So gdiyim cannot go underneath the manel. So memele will say good aches. We'll say good aches till the yaskoife. Yeah. Inami, sheyesh b'manel atzmai gavoya yud. There's mechitzis gavoya yud. The picture 11. That the manol alone is gavoya yud, not it's gavoya from the karke yud, no, it has mechitzes yud. So memela, so then it's a rishus hayochid mitzad atzmai. Yeah. So kaponim al gabov is a rishus hayochid. Da rishus ayoch, da filo ike rishus arabim gemure tachtov. That means a filo we won't say good aches to make tachtov a rishus ayochid because we have bekiyas gediim. Aber al kaponim on top of it, this is a rishus ayochid. We'll say good asik on top of it. And memela, so this is a rishus ayochid, even though underneath it is a rishus arab. אפילו איקר רשוס הרב גמור את תחתו, כמו יעגול להסתיו הרשוס היוחד, ותחתם רשוס הרב בהזויר. That is picture 12, that you have the יעגולס or רשוס היוחד, and underneath it is a רשוס הרב. So the same רשוס הרב מתחתו is not מפקיע the same רשוס היוחד על גבי יעגולס. Verashi, so what is Tais, about Taisus is saying a chiddush over here, that even if the mechitza is not niker milamailo, If the mechitza is not nikir milamayla, so memele, so she don't say good asik, even though milamata is nikir is gonish. Verashi pirish nami lekamon amas nisen the gag godel asomach lekoten gabi machotzer diminker mechitzes. There Rashi says this svara, that if you have a gag which is going over the mechitzes, the loy minkere loy oma good asik vegodol nami also she'ein loy shum mechitze. V'chol she'ein loy shum mechitze ein erishus hayoch. That is that. Now then Tosis goes weiter in the sugya, which we didn't learn yet. But let's skip a few lines, just let's bring down the Shitas HaYerushalmi. Miu B'Yerushalmi Mashme, it is around 10 lines, we have the Dalet of the Bach, see the Dalet of the Bach in Taisvis, so the line before the Dalet in the Bach. Miu b'Yerushalmi mashme d'loy choshiv kamlus. So Taisvah set up tamoyre diki yesod. If you have a rishus that's dalad al dalad, it is not a rishus hayochit, it is not a rishus haram. So Taisvah said it's not a mokim ptur either because it's dalad al dalad, so automatically becomes a kamlus. Miu b'Yerushalmi mashme d'loy choshiv kamlus. V'hoche ise hosom. This is the Loshna Yerushalmi. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Zizin uksolim shahoyu gevoyin yud urechovin dalet. That is picture 13. Zizin uksolim. So Aleph is Zizin, Beis is ksolim. Urechovin dalet. Mutorin kan vekan. Sa'id ibn Eirishus HaRabim are permitted to be to put their chafetzim on top of them. Side of Nereshus HaYochid are permitted to put their chafetzim on top of them. But what shall I yachle? Mashmed, the choshvelu mokim tu, the shori liv Nereshus HaRab Moshus HaYochid, they're both allowed to be metalfo. Uksolim de koma hosom, nire dainu avonim abultim min hakoysel. You have avonim which are boiled from the koisel, and they are yutvachim from the ground. So that he calls ksolim, which is a mokim to dilu koisel gavoy yutvarach avdal havavadi reshus hayochid. So lechayre, if the Yerushalmi holds it is a mokim ptur, why does it have to be dalet tvachim al dalet tvachim? Fakert. Normally a mokim ptur is not dalet. Here we're saying afilu it's dalet. Oh, so v'hod the noket roch avdal the revuse. If it's not Rechov Dal, it's Zichah Mokim Ptu. Now, so let's go back now to the Raya of Tosfos. Tosfos had said, even though it's not Pasuach to the Shimush HaRabim, it's the Lezer Shem Kamalis. Afal gavle motzi rabim lishtamushem. The hoche, kivin shule mailo miyud, yeshloi lechoshev mokim ptu. You have to understand this svar. Isle mailo miyud is different. Afal gavde rochev dalet, kivin doloi havi, loi reshus harabim, doloi reshus hayochit. This is Shitas HaYerushalmi, that it is Amokim Ptu. Now let's see the Gemara Vaita. Let's go back to Daf Peites Medalev. Now, so we have here Bekitzer HaMachloikis Rav Shmuel. If you have a mechitze she'eina nikeres, if you say good asik, in order to be mavdal between the gagois, it shouldn't be considered poritz b'milui l'mokim osolo. Now, you learned in the Mishnah, v'chachomim oimrim, kol echod ve'echod, rishus la'atzmoy. Each gag is a besunder rishus. Zogt Rashi, kos al kedaitor, kol echod yitaltel begagi mashme. It's a rishus la'atzmoy. But for itself, it is a rishus. is bishloime lishmul niche. According to Shmuel, is very good because it's a separate rishus, and it is muta letaltel because you say good asi ela lerav kasha. Omri beirav mishmei derav shle yitaltel beiz ames begagzer. Rishus laatzmai means that fakert you can be metaltel from one gag to another gag. It's poritz b'miluyis, so v'kertz, but two dollar damas would be permissible. So not allowed to carry, shleitalto beis ames begagze. Look, the Gemara weiter, v'om ha-rabbelozo, ki avinam be-bobel, rabbelozo related, when he was in Bobel, havam rinin be-rav, mishmei de-rav, omru e-metalto boi elo be-dollar damas. Then Bobel, they said over that Rav holds in metalton by elu bedala damis. Vahani devei Shmuel tonu, they said over Baraisa, ein lohen elu gago. The Baraisa says they only have their gago, but Baraisa is their gago they have. My enlem elu gago, lav de shori little tule bekule. And with the Gemara, mi alime mi masnisin, the lotion of this Baraisa is not better than the lotion of the Mishnah. So just like the Lashon of the Mishnah, we said that what it means, that also the only permitted to carry Teich Dalad Amis, the Kimni Shlei Taltu Shtei Amis Begagzeh, Shtei Amis Begagzeh, Ochanami Beis Amis Begagzeh, Beis Amis Begagzeh. So this Baraisa that the Dvei Shmuel found is also no kasha on Rav. The Ritva Ratois, even though we have a klal Rav Tano Upolik, Aval Pikein, Chazal asked from Barais. This is like, if you don't have any Eitzah, you say Rav Tanu Apolik. But if you can avoid it, Chazal Zicha tried to avoid it. Zogt Rashi, V'hane de Beishmul Tonu, Ismas Nisa B'idayu, this Rabbi Lezer said over, they have a Barais with them, the Moish Feminate Yuftel, the Beirav, the Tony Ein Lehem Lecholecha, the Legagai, the Mashmoy Tzit, Loyet Altu, Elo Begagai. Hobigago yitaltalu. So Zakasha am Rab. So the Gemara says no. Just like we said the Mishnah is in Shvel, so the Baraisa is also not Shvel. Omar Rav Yosef loishmili hoshmait. Zutrashi loishmili hoshmait de Shmu. Eis Shmu saramoyer de kechidish. You say good asik even though it's not minka machitzes. So Rav Yosef said he never heard it. The name of Godas is b'mechitzes kihan yishain nikos. He never heard such a memre b'shem Shmuel. Amalei Abaye, so Abaye told Rav Yosef, at Amrit Nela, you told us over b'shem Shmuel. That means from that what you told us over from Shmuel, we can derive that Shmuel holds mechitzes sheinam nikorish mo mechitzes. Vaho amrot nelo, and this is what you told us. Gag godel hasomach lekot. Now to understand what we're speaking about, let us look at page 194. We'll have a clear picture what we're speaking about. Picture 14. You have a gag godel hasomach lekot. So let us study the picture for 1 minute. Now the gag godel. And the two sides that the gag godel overlaps the gag cotton, we'll say good asik mechitzte. Here we can say good asik because, and that's the, we see that's the dotted mechitzte that, the Perish Chai put up there. So we'll say good asik. The gag godel, so has gifufi, he has mechitzes on each side. And it's porutz be'emtza to this gakot. So if this pirtze is not more than 10 amis, so we'll say this is a teres pesach. So the gag godel is permitted to be metaltul bimkoimoy, because it's not porutz be'milui lemokim ha'osolo. Masha enkein the gag cotton, which doesn't have gifufi, the gag cotton is porutz be'milui to the gag godel. So now, Rav Yosef had said over a memre, Rav Yosef had said as follows, for Amrit Lon Alo, Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel, Loi shanu al sheyesh diyoirin al zeh, v'diyoirin al zeh. That people are living, people are using these two gagas. So then, the cotton is also. The havilei, so memelo, what is the union of the yoyren? The havilei, ha the cotton mechitza nidresses. So it comes out, people, the yoyrim, so let's look at picture 15. So our lomdeshe mechitza of good asik is never being trampled by the yoyrim. So memele, then Shmuel said, we cannot use this mechitza she'ena nikeres to be matter the gag cotton, because it's a mechitza nidresses. Avol ain't the yoyrin al zeh, but if there's no constant traffic, shnei metor. So you told us this memre. So from this memre, we heard klar from you. You said that it is also, when is the cotton also when there's the yoyrim? So let's analyze what you're saying. So what does the yoyrim do to make the cotton also? So kochoch al yidei the yoyrim, it becomes a mechitza nidresses. Without the yoyrim, it's not a mechitza nidresses. It's a mechitza sheina nikeres. So weiss doch ois, that Shmuel holds a mechitza sheina nikeres. Ishmo mechitza. So we hear this from you. Let us see Rashi. Gag. Leishmili Oshmaita de Shmuel, the name of Godasik be Mechitzes Kihani Shein Nekot. So Abaye told them, we did hear from you. Gag Godel Samach Lekotten, Godel Oidif Olov Lekan Olekan. The Gag Godel juts out on both sides. Ha Godel Mutal Letaltel Boy Di Yoyrin Sheboy. Va Filu Lerav, Filu Akorin Terat, Do Mechitzes Shol Matom. Sheyesh non ba'oit foy lekan u lekan mechitzes hanikoresein. Afil according to Rav, you're allowed to be metalto in the godl. The good askinu. The is lohu gifufi. So therefore the godl has mechitzes on both sides. Vahach pirtze she keneged ha-kotten. That's what it is polos. Keneged ha-kotten. Pischa hafe le godl. So this is Aloch of a Pesach, Vein Kotten Oysa Olov, Dave Kishtei Chatzeres a Pesach Beinem. So it's equivalent to two Chatzeres of the Pesach Beinem, that one doesn't ask on the other, even though Lo Yirgu. Avol Kotten Oysa, Dilidi Dei, for the Kotten Have Milui. V'lav Pischo. This doesn't have a Teres, this is not for a Pesach, it's Pots for Milui. Osre Olay B'nei Gol. Now, on this memory, you said, שיש דיירן על זה ועל זה, שאויברין כל שור מזה לזה, הילכך, לקה למימה, גוד אסיק במחיצה התחתוני שביניהם, מבני שנדרסס היא, because this מחיצה is being trampled, אבל אין בהם דיירן, אמרין הם בו גוד אסיק, ומותר אף הקוטן, אלמה, אף בחיצה שאין ניכרס, איזו לשמור גוד אסיק, the love the mechuborim heim, if it wouldn't be mechubor, ein drise mizel ize, then there wouldn't be any drise. Salkoponim, so it's speaking about, that it has, Chazal understood, that there's a space large enough that it makes it mechitzes anikoris. Milamailo, salkoponim, there's no drise mizel ize. So that was Abayis Kashe to Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef, how could you say, never heard this member of Shmuel? You told us over this, what you told us over from Shmuel, we see klar that Shmuel holds a mechitza shein in ikeres Shmo mechitza. Amalei, so Rav Yosef told Abaye, no, I never said this. And no, hochi amri lechu. This is what I told you over. Loi shonu sheyesh mechitza al zeh, u-mechitza al zeh. This is what I said. When is the godl mutter the cotton also, sheyesh mechitza al zeh, mechitza al zeh? The godl mishteri begifufi, the godl is mutter begifufi, the cotton ifretz bemilui. Aval ein mechitza loi al zeh, v'loi al zeh, but if none of them have a mechitza. So that's the case. In picture 16, each one has a mechitza. The Godel has a mechitza, the Godel has a mechitza, the cotton has a mechitza. Then we say the Godel is mutter because it has gefufi. Avolein mechitza le'elze, but if there are no mechitzas, like in picture 14, there are no mechitzas. This is what I told you. If there are no mechitzas, shneim asurim, then both of them are also. What is the reason for this? Let us see Rashi. Shiesh mechitz al ze kol sevivay seyem chutz mechineged chibura. There's a mechitza all around besides the mokem achibo. Dahashte mishteri godol begifufi. So now the godol is mutter because they gifufi. Avalein mechitza loy lekan v'loy lekan shneim asurim. Then the godol is also us. Why? The cotton nami osar agodol. Why? The hoyel v'loy havi gifufi mamish ela yedei gudasik. Anusvor. Amuim de kechumre. That since really the godol doesn't have real mechitzas on both sides. There's lomdishim mechitzas. Al yedei gifufi. The lehavi gifufi mamish al yedei gudasik. Lehavi gifufi. This is not considered gifufi. Leshavye pischa legabe, to make it, to have a teiras mechitze, to make the middle of Pesach, that lomdus cannot make the middle of Pesach. Here you need a mechitze mamish to give the emtza a teiras Pesach. The pischa de minker bina, v'chiyagavne loy ovdin, sh'amta al ze, kol sevivoy seyem. There are mechitzas all around the Gag HaGadol, and that's how the Perish Chai made the picture also. Kol Sevi Vaseyim. So frek des Vasemes, why did Favelcha Guti only did Kol Sevi Vaseyim? And the other three Ruches, is Ichi Kisei Gurasik. Here we're saying Alomdis, Shmuel was Mechadish, that to make a Pesach, you can't, Gurasik cannot make a Pesach. So here you need mechitzas. On this side, you need mechitzas. But Kol Sevi Vaseyim, why did Rashi say that according to Shmuel that says you need mechitzes, shesh mechitzes al ze kol sevi v'yisei? Why do you need kol sevi v'yisei? You only need and that ruach that is between the cotton and the god. Zok the Gemara right. So the Baal Rav Yosef denies he never said this memre. That Abaye quoted him. I said something else from Shmuel. I said that Fakert, that good Asik doesn't help to be matter the Godel to give it a Teiras Pesach. So Abaye was persistent. But the Yoirin Amritlon, you told us something with the Yoirin. And Abaye remembered, so the Indian of the Yoirin was that if the Yoirin, then it is Oser because it's a Mechitza Nidreses. So he answered, no, I amri lechu di yoyrim. If I told you something about the yoyrim, hochi amri lechu. This is what I told you. Lo ishanu elo sheyesh mechitze ru'uye ledir al ze, mechitze ru'uye ledir al ze. When is the halacha that the godel is mutter, the cotton is also... That is dafke, and the cotton does not sound the godel. That's dafke when each one has mechitzes which are ruya ledire. The godel mishteri begifufi, the cotton nifritz bemilui. Then that's the halacha. So the godel is mut and the cotton is os. Avol yesh mechitze ruya ledire ala godel. But if the godel has mechitzes which make it ruya ledire. Let's look at picture 17. And the gaga cotton, there's batlonish mechitzes. They're not good mechitzes. It's not roi ledire. These are wobbly mechitzes. They're not safe to use. So then the halacha is, afilu cotton shori livnei godl. So then, the Bnei HaGodol are permitted to use the Gagakot. My time, kiven the loy ovod mechitzes luki sliki napshayu meoch. So they were misalik themselves from shimush of the gag. So then, the shimush of all these gagas are miyuches to the gagagos. So trashi. When we see from the mechitza surrounding both gagis that both have an intent to use it. Hilka, godul muta b'shaloi b'pischu, b'layosa kotn alayu, b'kotn osa l'shneyem, mishum d'nifrat m'mlu l'godul. V'chosr alay b'nei godul, u'didu nami le mishteri. And for the b'nei godul, the kotn is also osa. The kivin da ovid lay mori mechitze kavua. Since the bal ha kotten made a mechitze kavua, they solik napshim in neighbor, they och legal gabai, they never were moichel the shimush of the gag to the bnei agod. But, if the bnei ha kotten made a batlonische, a wabli mechitze, so we see they're not interested in using it. Isluki, sliki napshayu bnei kotten mikagoi. So from their actions, we see that Bechlal not interested in using their gag. So the whole thing is considered like the shimush of the godl. So mamele, the bnei godl are permitted to use the both gags. So that is, if I told you anything about the yoyrin, this is what you heard. The halacha, the godel is mutter and the cotton is also only if both have mechitzas aroy ledire. The cotton doesn't have mechitzas aroy ledire. So then the bnei godel are permitted to use the gaga cotton. Kahod omar Rav Nachman also sulam kabua legagoy uter bechol agagim kulam. The Krashi. Let us see, what is the picture? Picture 18. That we have here one person made a sulam to his gag. None of the gagas have a sulam. So he has a neifen knise. So like his shimush is like a shimush pesach. They have like a shimush of, they have difficulties getting up to the gag. So we consider that all the gagas are miyuches to the shimush of the one who made the sulam kabur. Huta b'chol agagim, afilo rabono. The kivin de inu loy ovid sulam sliku nafshayu bach linu legabe. We see that they were moichelim the shimush of their gagas. Zog taisus, the cotton nifrat bemilui. So we had that the cotton is osa because the cotton is poretz bemilui to the gotel. Zog taisus. Kigoin shahagag cotton nichnas lesoich hagodu. So let us look at picture 16. That the gag cotton nichnas lesoich hagodu. That means that the mechitzes of the gag cotton enter into the godu. So when the gag cotton ends, there's no gifufi for the gag cotton. It's not nirami bachut either. Not considered nira mi bachut. Kigoyin shaga koton nichnas losoich agobu, kidokimne bepeire kame. Kemasnisin dachotza ktano, shenifretzo le gdoilom. So according to the Mount Yoma that says nira mi bachut, helps, nira mi bachut vishova bebefnim, which this is the case of the koton to the gobu. So that is a teiras gefufi, a teiras mechitze, even for the cotton. So the Gemara says, so when is the chotza ktana osa? Nechnosin koisle ktana le gedoilo, shle yeinira mi bachut, vishava mi bifne. Omar Abaye. Abaye said, bono aliyah al gabe beisa. he went and built, let us see, the picture 19 on 195. That means we have all the gagis which are together, and one person built an aliyah agabe beisai. He built an aliyah. Va'osa lefoneho daka arba. And he made a daka arba. So Rashi learns, abo tfochem stop. Made a daka arba, it should be. Va'osa lefoneho daka arba. He made a daka, a pesach of dalet tfochem. So the loch is, huta b'chol hagagin kulam. Zegt Rashi, bona aliyah, vehikiv kol gagoi mechitzois l'aliyah. Dako pesach koten, pasuach l'tzav agag. Hutar bekulon, de goli daitoi deko marzik behu. Now, what is pshat in this pesach? Where is he going to? The only way he can go is on the other gagin. So he made a pesach to their gagin. Goli daiti de kamarzik buhu. Vehem lehik pidoi lasis kein. Achlinu legabayu. So from his actions and from their shtike, we see that they were moichalim the rishus of their gagin. So memele, so what is the din? The din is, hutar b'chol ha-gagin kula. Siz muta b'chol ha-gagin. According to the Chachomim, I mean, the same as muta t'kai from one gag to the other, according to Rav Shimon, or b'in afke min l'gabi keim sheshov su b'bayit. Omar Rove, pa'omim shahadake le'iso. But, so here we have a case, that through, because of this dake, he gets a heter and all the gage. It could be that by asiyas hadake, it won't bring heter, there'll be isa. Heichi domi, Davide lahadi tarbitze de beise, the omar beneture tarbitze hu da avide. Zot Rashi, Pomim shadaka le'isa, va'afilu le'rab meya. Now here we want to say that the doctor creates isa. So we have to say what would be without the doctor, that be heter. So now we're going afilu according to Rameya. Afilu according to Rameya, the Rameya holds kol agagis reshus achas. So amo, the way he made the doctor could create isa. So now he is osir and all the gagis. What is the case? The of the lahadi tarbite sheposach letzad ginosoi. He made the pesach letzad ginosoi. Let us look at picture 196. That's the case over here. He made this aliyah is mukif mechitzes. It's cut off from all the other gagin. And posach letzad ginosei. Sheposach letzad ginosei. Mechitzes shal tzad gagin einiach stume. That he left it should be sosom. Is lenturei tabitza avide vesilek atzme min agagin. So that alone, Achsimet the Ganyakev says, not the bolt is from the daka, it's also. From that what he did make a daka on the other side. And on the other side he left completely sosum. So we see that he wants to be moved from the other gagas. So memele, so through this he loses the din of kola gagas reshusachas. Reshus achas means it's one big reshus, it's one type of shimush, and therefore they're permitted to be metalta from one to the other. But by making the mechitzin, being mavdal himself from the other gagois, so silik atzma min agagin, so therefore not permitted to be metalta from their gagin to his gagin.